理课堂听 class.com。
I don't know if you've ever been up in a hot air balloon, he said, but it's very exciting. You stand in a large basket with the enormous balloon over your head, and you can gaze down at the entire countryside below you spread out like a blanket. It's simply superlative. Well, my invention is nothing more than a hot air balloon, except it's much larger. Instead of one large basket, there are 12 baskets all tied together below several hot air balloons. Each basket serves as a different room, so it's like having an entire flying house. It's completely self-sustaining. Once you get up in it, you never have to go back down. In fact, if my new engine works properly, it will be impossible to get back down. The engine should last for more than 100 years, and there's a huge storage basket that I'm filling with food, beverages, clothing, and books. Once it's completed, I'll be able to fly away from VFD and the Council of Elders and everything else that makes me skittish and live forever in the air. It sounds like a marvelous invention, Violet said. How in the world have you been able to get the engine to be self-sustaining too? That's giving me something of a problem, Hector admitted. But maybe if you three took a look at it, we could fix the engine together. I'm sure Violet could be of help, Klaus said, but I'm not much of an inventor. I'm more interested in reading. Does VFT have a good library? Unfortunately, no, Hector said. Rule number 108 clearly states that the VFT library cannot contain any books that break any of the other rules. If someone in a book uses a mechanical device, for instance, that book is not allowed in the library. But there are so many rules, Klaus said. What kind of books could possibly be allowed? Not very many, Hector said, and nearly all of them are dull. There's one called The Littlest Elf that's probably the most boring book ever written. It's about this irritating little man who has all sorts of tedious adventures. That's too bad, Klaus said glumly. I was hoping that I could do a little research into VFD, the secret, that is, not the village, in my spare time. Hector stopped walking again and looked once more around the empty streets. Can you keep another secret? He asked, and the Baudelaires nodded. The Council of Elders told me to burn all of the books that broke rule number 108, he said in a quiet voice. But I brought them to my barn instead. I have a sort of secret library there, as well as a secret inventing studio. Wow, Klaus said. I've seen public libraries, private libraries, school libraries, legal libraries, reptile libraries, and grammatical libraries, but never a secret library. It sounds exciting. It's a bit exciting, Hector agreed. But it also makes me very skittish. The Council of Elders gets very, very angry when people break the rules. I hate to think what they'd do to me if they found out I was secretly using mechanical devices and reading interesting books.
As at all,
Sunny said, which meant, don't worry, your secret is safe with us. Hector looked down at her quizzically. I don't know what as at all means, Sunny, he said, but I would guess it means... Don't forget about me. Violet will use the studio, and Klaus will use the library. But what can we do for you? What do you like to do best?
Bite,
Sunny responded at once, but Hector frowned and took another look around him.
Don't say that so loudly, Sunny, he whispered. Rule number 4561 clearly states that citizens are not allowed to use their mouths for recreation. If the Council of Elders knew that you like to bite things for your own enjoyment, I can't imagine what they'd do. I'm sure we can find you some things to bite, but you'll have to do it in secret.
End of Disc 1.